Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something lots of you have probably thought about, upgrading to Windows 11. It feels like a really crucial decision, right? So many what-ifs, potential problems. It can be, well, a bit much. So our mission here is to unpack what our sources say about this, zeroing in on compatibility, and all those things you really need to think about. We'll try and guide you through the noise.
Yeah, and what's interesting is it basically all boils down to one really key question for you. Is your computer actually ready for Windows 11? And, you know, that's not just about speed or memory. It's about specific things, security foundations like PPM 2.0, that's like a secure crypto processor chip, and secure boot as well, which makes sure only trusted software loads up when you start the machine. Mm-hmm. These are pretty fundamental for the way Windows 11 handles security. They're not just like random requirements.
Okay, right. Let's dig into that. So, scenario one, your computer is compatible. The sources suggest this is, well, relatively straightforward. Your personal files, your apps, settings, they should all just kind of carry over. And the official ways to do it are through Windows Update or the Windows 11 Installation Assistant. That sounds pretty smooth. Minimal disruption, you get the new look, those snap layouts for multitasking, better security. But how minimal is minimal, really? Any hidden gotchas?
Well, that's the ideal. And honestly, for many people, it is pretty smooth. But we need to talk about the other side, because the sources have a pretty stark warning if your system isn't compatible. And that's common. This is where it gets, you know, a bit more complicated. Windows 11 needs much stricter hardware than 10 did. We mentioned TPM 2.0 and secure boot. But also certain CPUs, certain generations. If you don't tick those boxes, that's where things can start to go wrong. I've definitely seen cases where a seemingly small incompatibility turns into like weeks of hunting for drivers or random crashes. It's just a real time sink, a headache, frankly.
Yeah, and the Microsoft Community Hub, which your sources mentioned, seems pretty clear on this, like a warning sign. They talk about upgrading incompatible PCs potentially leading to, well, serious headaches, system instability, driver issues, even security vulnerabilities, which makes you ask, why would you risk it if your system isn't actually ready? What are these headaches exactly? Why are they, you know, potentially so severe?
Well, connecting the dots here, Microsoft themselves might not actually offer full support or updates for those unsupported systems. So you could be like totally on your own if something goes wrong down the line. But okay, before you panic, there is a safety net mentioned in the source. It's quite important. If you do upgrade an unsupported PC and you hit problems straight away, you actually have a 10-day window, 10 days to roll back to Windows 10. That's pretty significant for managing that immediate risk, right?
That 10-day window, yeah, that's definitely a valuable safety net. It gives you an out, an escape hatch. But thinking about it, for you listening, does that really remove all the risk, or just the, you know, immediate, oh no, this isn't working risk? Now, obviously, the internet being the internet, you find these workarounds, right? Ways to supposedly bypass the checks, but the sources are really clear. These come with big risks, significant risks. And if you do go down that route, bypassing the official checks, you might end up needing a clean install, which means backing up everything. Yeah. All your data, and then reinstalling every single app from scratch. That's a huge job. It's almost like, I don't know, moving house, but having to rebuild all your furniture from IKEA plans you lost.
Uh-huh. And this is where services, like the one mentioned in your sources, Hitech, come in. They're an IT-managed service provider. They sort of represent a whole category of solution, really, for people who just want experts to handle it. With managed services, they typically manage that whole potentially messy process. They do the assessment, the upgrade itself, any tweaks needed for hardware or software. Basically, think of it like having your own IT department figure it all out. They run the checks. They optimize things for Windows 11. They might even suggest small hardware upgrades, if that makes sense. You know,
yeah.
Ensure it all runs smoothly. A seamless transition. That's the goal.
Right. And even if you don't use their full managed services, the sources suggest you could still maybe contact places like Hitech just for advice. Advice on the upgrade, potential solutions. That seems like a pretty useful practical takeaway for anyone trying to figure this out. So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you? We've seen there's a pretty clear path if your system is compatible, relatively smooth, versus, well, much riskier territory if it's not, a bumpier road for sure. The choice often boils down to balancing that convenience against potential hassle, potential problems.
Which really leaves you with a final thought, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Something to mull over. Given that potential for instability, for driver problems, security issues, maybe no official support, how much risk are you personally willing to accept just to get the upgrade? Because the true cost, well, it might be more than just hardware. It could be your time, your stress levels, your system's reliability. Peace of mind has a value too.